In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Apple's new iPhone. What new features does it contain, and will it lead to a sales revival? Next.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple unveiled its new iPhones at an event in San Francisco Wednesday. The models are called the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. Let's get the lowdown on the devices and whether or not they'll reignite sales of the iPhone for Apple from personal technology editor Wilson Rothman of the Wall Street Journal. First, Wilson, why don't you give us a quick rundown of the new features of the latest iPhone?
Sure, absolutely. So one of the biggest things we're excited about are the cameras. Both of them have brand new cameras that promise to take a lot better pictures than the last iPhone 6S and the previous models. Apple had fallen behind in cameras, and so we were actually very happy to hear that they were getting aggressive. The iPhone 7 Plus, the larger one, actually has two cameras on the back. Both of them are 12 megapixel. One is a telephoto zoom camera, and you switch between them really seamlessly by just messing with the interface. And what's great about it, in addition to the zoom, is that it can use both lenses to look for depth in a picture. Say you're taking a portrait, and it can blur the background, which is a very nice effect that you usually get on a very expensive camera. Here it is on a phone. So the camera is obviously a big play for Apple, and it was a big necessity for them to kind of show up today and deliver. We think they pretty much did, but testing will bear that out. The water-resistant body, everyone who's ever dropped a phone in a toilet, I'm not going to name names, but in my immediate family that's happened. We want to see that, and we got it finally. It's like we thought Apple was ignoring the waterproof story that a lot of other, Sony and Samsung and others were getting big on waterproofing, and Apple seemed to be ignoring it. Now, not today. In fact, the new Apple Watch is also waterproof. You can swim with it. We expected brighter screen, better speakers, faster performance, the kind of, incremental upgrades that you'd get. But the main incremental upgrade that we were hoping for and got was battery life. The iPhone 7, the smaller one, will run 2 hours longer than the iPhone 6, 6S. That's according to Apple. We will test it to make sure, but it's nice to hear them boasting longer battery life because there was not an increase really at all in battery life between the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6S.
That was a huge deal, and it was also a huge criticism, the battery life.
Absolutely right, and a big reason why people did not get excited about the 6S, I'd say.
The obligatory no headphone jack?
Right. Well, we knew for a little bit, the Wall Street Journal had reported that Apple was ditching the headphone jack, and there was a lot of like, oh no, what happens if there's no headphone jack? And of course, they had answers for us today. One, we expected there to be the standard earbuds that come in the package now connect through the Lightning port. What we didn't expect was, Apple always likes to sell a dongle. Like usually, it's a $19 thing. Whenever they change hardware, and you gotta get your old hardware to work with your new one, they'll sell like a $19 dongle or a $29 dongle. This time they actually have a Lightning to, mini plug headphone jack dongle that goes right into the phone, right into the Lightning, and it comes with the phone. So you don't have to buy it for another $19. It's in the box with the iPhone 7. The other thing, kind of more of a surprise, was that Apple came out with something called AirPods. These are a new category called truly wireless earphones. We've covered them a little bit, but it's a very new category. It's really only come to the market this year. Truly wireless is just that. One goes in one ear, the other goes in the other ear, and there's nothing connecting them. Like other truly wireless earbuds, these AirPods come with a case that has a separate battery in it. So you don't have to run around and charge them all the time. When you're not using them, you pop them into the case, and they're charging through that internal battery in the case.
How much do the new iPhones cost?
Sure, the new iPhones cost exactly the same. They're kind of following the same pricing plans as the previous models. So now the new iPhone 7 will start at $649. And the 7 Plus will start at $749. That bumps down the 6S, as they've done every year, to $100 less than it was up till this point.
The question is, can this revive Apple's sales? Because from what you've talked about, it was supposed to be an unveiling of a device with not that many new features or upgrades. And sounds like these phones have had their share. You know, it doesn't sound too uneventful as far as I can tell. Can this revive Apple's sales of the iPhone?
Well, I think what's funny is we went in with lowered expectations between what the Journal had reported, what others, kind of the vibe on the internet and everything had been that, oh, they're not really going to wow us today. And so we didn't go in thinking we were going to get, a holographic, telegraphic, hover phone. And we didn't get that, right? Nobody knows what that phone is, although they do know that Johnny Ive is apparently working on it in a secret laboratory in Cupertino. The thing is, what we did see are a lot of improvements that we've been asking for. Just the more durability, just the better camera and the better battery life. These are real customer requests that were kind of ignored in the 6S, and they're not ignored in the 7. Now, we haven't tested this yet. These are all claims that Apple made today, so they could all fall short. But are we excited about giving them a chance to shine? Sure, absolutely.
Well, I think one question has been, since Apple iPhone owners tend to hang onto their phones, would this new phone be an incentive for them to upgrade?
Well, let me put it in personal terms. I was very eager to buy an iPhone 6. I had an iPhone 5. I didn't care about the 5S. I bought the 6. I loved the 6. I, carried it. When the 6S came out, I couldn't have been less interested in upgrading. I didn't feel that green envy that's, oh no, I'm 1 year away from my contract being up. I could not care less. Today, I saw a phone that I'm interested in checking out to buy. But I'll have to buy the big one
because
that dual camera is really what I've got my eye on.
That's really the lure. There's also a new version of the mobile operating system coming out, isn't there?
Right, iOS 10. Yeah, and the biggest feature there is iMessages, or the Messages app, which is also part of Apple's iMessage service. And it's got stickers, it's got different ways of communicating where you can kind of make text bigger and smaller and do funky tricks and things like that. Really trying to capitalize on this, the fun messaging that's going on with Snapchat and with, Facebook Messenger and all that. And Apple's getting in on that. Another big feature of iOS 10 is the Siri interaction. Siri no longer just takes requests on behalf of Apple, but you can actually talk to Siri about doing things in other apps like LinkedIn or WhatsApp. And that's a huge breakthrough. It's probably a few years overdue, but we're glad Apple's doing it now.
I don't think they're going to put out a hover phone. It'll catch fire.
That's true. Everyone's scared of their phones catching fire now, even the waterproof ones.
Now, UBS Group has said it expects iPhone unit sales to fall 9% for Apple for the current year, but rise 5% for the following year. Do you think that's doable given the new phone?
Well, I don't know the specific numbers. I would say that what tends to happen is there's more aggressive buying of iPhones on these on years. The S's are off years. So you do always see more aggressive buying. So if that's their prediction based on those cycles, I wouldn't be surprised. I think that even though people were saying, oh, this isn't still an off year because it wasn't a new, completely different looking phone, I think we got a lot of improvement here that we didn't see last year. So there will be there's always pent up purchasing that's going to, people who haven't purchased that are going to purchase. So if that's what they're basing that on, then I agree with that. I don't know. This is the thing we argue about. We don't know what this weird holy grail phone is anymore because it's moved to the services, to the internet. Everything is, everything is about interactivity. I mean, look at the biggest news. We haven't even talked about the biggest news. Mario is coming to the iPhone.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go is something that I'm ashamed to admit that I play as much as my 6-year-old son. This is what we do with phones now. It's not what the phone looks like. It's how we use it.
I think I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
Wilson Rothman, personal technology editor for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.